What I discovered is I would like to find, and I pursued, I reached out and I searched for the experts on this, the experts on that. And I went and attended their boot camps, their training, their seminars, bought their books, all that.
You're listening to 5 Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello and welcome, fellow investors. Mike Butler here for the 5 Hour Real Estate Week podcast. In this episode, I'm going to share with you lessons I wish I would have known before I got started and the three biggest mistakes of investors. The three biggest mistakes I see of investors, including myself, that I've made over the years. And I want to help you prevent this from happening to you. So I'm going to hit the three, then we're going to break them down just a little bit for this episode. So the three biggest mistakes of investors, number one is cash flow. Number two is no systems. And number three, you're really going to like this one, bad advice, especially from poor people. So let's go into number one real quick, cash flow. You got to keep your finger on the pulse of your business. Now, if you really want to get those 20 nice rental houses paid for and do it safely in 3 to 5 years, you can't use a legal pad, okay, or a whole bunch of Excel spreadsheets and things like that. You've got to have a real, true blue, simple, safe, easy to operate system so that you know exactly where you're at any time of day, night, or week. So as you pay bills and make bank deposits, this system keeps track of all that for you. And one way I describe it is, let's say your real estate business, your real estate machine is a train, the old steam engines, remember those? So let's say it's a real pretty day and you can see 2 or 3 miles ahead on the tracks. And the more coal that you put into that firebox, the stronger, the faster, whatever your train is going to take off and go. Well, what if you had a set of binoculars and you look down the tracks and about 2.5 miles, 3 miles down the road, there's a bridge and the bridge has been blown out. It's gone. Would you keep throwing coal onto your fire? No, you'd make some arrangements to stop this thing, get it slowed down until you get everything fixed. Well, it's kind of the same thing. I see investors and I help them all over the country. And what'll happen is they don't have a system for keeping everything organized. And I'm talking about just plain Jane, simple bookkeeping. So do you write bills? Do you pay bills? Yes. Do you make bank deposits? Probably yes. Well, just imagine this. In fact, the less amount, you can do it faster with this system than handwriting a check and a deposit. So what am I talking about? Yeah, it's a little self-plug, but I tell you what, I would not be talking to you today if I didn't have this system that I created for myself. And I'm sharing with you that I started doing it back in 1990 about. So it's called the Investor Books Pro System with tenant tracking. No monthly fees, no subscriptions, no hidden fees. It's a one-time investment. And here's what it is. I created this QuickBooks company file for my real estate business back in 1990, 91. Never in a million years did I dream I'd be talking to you today on this right now. So imagine QuickBooks Pro Desktop, number one small business accounting software out there. I've got my company files. You got to buy your QuickBooks Pro Desktop software standalone. Then I send you my files and you plug in your bank accounts, your real estate money you borrowed. Bingo, you're up and running that quick, that fast. So just Google Investor Books Pro System with Tenant Tracking or go to QuickBooksForInvestors.com. You'll see it. Now, let's go on to number two. So number one was cash flow. You got to keep your finger on the pulse of that, guys. And you can't wait for a bookkeeper or something to give you some kind of numbers 2 or 3 weeks down the road. What if you're doing 3 or 4 rehabs at the same time? I can do that even with my full-time job. I could just push a button and see where I'm at. How much have I spent on this rehab? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I could do more. It's just I couldn't find enough quality people to do that without getting ripped off. But anyway, so number one's cash flow. You got to know that. Number two is no systems. Now, the systems part, we think we can apply common sense. Well, that's not always the case. So part of systems is you can't use, like I said, a legal pad or a notebook and write down your expenses, stuff like that. It's hard to do all that, especially at tax time. So education, what I discovered is I would like to find, and I pursued, I reached out and I searched for the experts on this, the experts on that. And I went and attended their boot camps, their training, their seminars, bought their books, all that. So from all of that, I was able to see what's important, what I needed, what my challenges were, and I fixed all that. So you got to have systems. You got to have systems for what? Your buying machine, your marketing machine, your property management, your landlording machine. If you're selling properties too, you got to have that. What about bookkeeping, accounting, tax time stuff, IRA deals, entity structuring? Okay, just all kinds of things. You got to have systems in place. And when you have systems in place, what's really cool is you don't have to microanalyze everything. You can delegate to them and then you can review reports. So education, training, and resources. There's a ton of stuff out there, to guys, today, especially in the arena of technology. I had to use index cards when I got started to keep track of my leads. Today, you can do it all on a daggone phone. Well, that's good. So you got to have systems. So the three biggest mistakes of investors, number one is cash flow. They don't know it. You must know it. Number two is they don't have any systems. That might be okay if you're going to have one, two, or three properties, but if you're going to have those 20 nice rentals paid for, you got to have systems. And the leaner and the more efficient you become, the more money that you're going to make. And then number three, I really love this one, bad advice, especially from poor people. Now, here's one that I hear a lot, and I used to hear it a lot more, and I hear all kinds of new investors tell me that the old timers, the experienced investor that they looked up to, would tell them this. They say, never again will I do tenants and toilets. No more rental properties for me. And here's why they say it. Well, I buy a house, I fix it all up, I put a tenant in there. Next thing you know, they stop making payments, they move out, the place is tore up, and I got another rehab again. Well, let me answer this for you. So when you hear that, I want you to think about this. So he had a nice house, he had it fixed up, but did he get any education on how to market, how to process rental applications, how to do his landlording, how to run his rental property business? Nope. So he was just winging it, trying to use common sense. And what's sad, guys, 90% of folks do it that way. I don't want you to do it that way. I want you to be in control, to have fun and to do this. So when somebody else tells you again, never again will I do rental properties. Never again will I have tenants and toilets because I fix it up, put them in there, they tear it up, and I got to do it all over again. I ain't doing that no more. Okay, how would you like to have a response that makes you smile? It's sort of kind of like a touche with a twist at the end. So watch this. I'm going to whisper it to you, make you listen very closely. Next time somebody tells you that, I want you to say this. Who gave them the key? Who gave them the key? Yeah. Okay, that'll shut them up on it. And also, bad advice, when I say especially from poor people, be careful of when somebody's giving you especially financial advice in the real estate investing arena. Look at the head that's telling you that stuff. Are they super wealthy? Are they successful? Do you want to be like them when you grow up? So that's just the three biggies. Okay. There's a lot more we could go into in between, but those are the biggies. Number one, cash flow. You got to know your cash flow. And I'm going to say on a daily basis, not a every other month basis. Number two, another biggest mistake of investors, they don't have any systems. Number three, bad advice, especially from poor people. So knock those three things out, prevent that from ever happening to you, and you will be well on your way to getting those 20 nice rental houses paid for while working your job. Adios, and thank you.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.